With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And we welcome you back for hour number two as we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much for joining us on this beautiful Monday. NFL football will follow as soon as we are off the airwaves. Thanks so much in our first hour to Stefan Adams from Canes Insight. I told you that Corey Bender from Gators Territory and Coach Joe Groats from Westland Highly will both join us next week. We had some technical difficulties. Don't forget, any interview that we have this evening you can get. If you missed it, go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where you'll see podcasts. You'll see South Florida High School Sports, and you'll see us right there. And every interview we've done, like, for the last 14 months is there. So missed them, you have an opportunity. And we open our second hour with somebody who's done a lot here football-wise in South Florida. I mean, not just playing the game, but coaching it, teaching it. And now he is the head coach at one of our colleges here, University of Fort Lauderdale. Coach Chris Chambers is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday evening.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, year one for you, I mean, it's been one of those learning processes all the way down from when you took the job to right now as we speak, heading into a pretty big weekend against a really good St. Thomas University team. Take us through this because, I mean, none of us have ever been a head coach at the college level, and you have, and you've had an opportunity, obviously, to go through the growing pains and the experiences, much like being a rookie in the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an amazing experience, and we spoke a couple times, you know, going into the season about, you know, the things that's going to be coming up, the schedule, you know, recruiting the players and stuff like that, kind of being late in the recruiting game and getting a job in May and building the team, you know, all summer, and also the coaching staff as well. So it's been an amazing journey. You know, we've been surviving. I call this a survival season right now, Larry. We got a chance to play in four games so far. We had seven games. We missed the first two games because of a COVID situation. And then we had a game that we missed versus West Florida not too long ago. So we had a chance to get on the field. You know, the guys, we don't have many players. That's one thing. So we don't have a lot of players and a lot of depth. You know, one person go down, you know, it makes things very difficult. When you don't have, I'm learning, and you don't have spring ball, when you have winter conditioning, when you don't have all these things building up to a season, you know, it makes things difficult as well. So we're just kind of going as we go. And we're making it, man. And I tell you what, the guys who are out there, they're playing extremely hard. They have a lot of toughness. They show a lot of heart. They're building a tremendous amount of character. If you remember the first, I would say this is almost one of the toughest schedules in Division II, if you want to call it Division II type, in the country. And I'm still trying to figure out how did a team that was a club team last year, you know, get a schedule this rugged, you know, with some of the top talent. Yeah. I'm talking about a couple of D1 Presbyterian, and then the Texas team we just played last game. Yeah, they're going to FCS next year. So these are programs. And what's been really cool, though, is to being able to go to these campuses, because we've been on the road pretty much the whole time, and just see what's been built. I mean, some of these schools have been around since 1900s, you know, have been established for a long time. Programs been established for a long time. So you kind of get a glimpse of what the University of Fort Lauderdale can become, in a sense. And we're excited about the opportunity, man. But we're making it, man. We got a great game this week versus St. Thomas University that was not on the schedule, if you remember, early in the season. It's one of them things where they had a COVID issue. We had an opening, and you know, got a chance to talk to the AD, who's also the head coach. And then we put a game together. So that's going to be outstanding for us to come home, have our first home game in the season, and get a chance to play against St. Thomas, who's, you know, an undefeated team and doing some great things himself.
Yeah, they are. You know, Chris, when you talk about the growth, and there's a lot of opportunities, because you know as well as I do, because you've been down here for a long time. The athletes are down here and they're in kind of limbo now and not knowing where to go next. How do they approach, you know, getting an opportunity to go to school there? Because, you know, there's a lot of kids that listen to this show who may have, you know, maybe disgruntled where they're at now, or perhaps are home because they may have left someplace. How do they transition into to your program to give you some of that depth?
Yeah, you know what? It's been because we started so late, you know, the word got out late. That's one thing. So I would say a majority of the kids who may be in a portal, who've had other opportunities, you know, potentially may have found places to go, if it's a prep school or if it's a JUCO, you know, they fell into some situations. But there are a majority of the kids that we have now that just stumbled upon the opportunity, to be honest with you. We didn't do a lot of marketing when it comes as far as like national marketing to kind of get some people here. It was all relationship based. It was all like word of mouth. And so, you know, the kids who are here now were blessed with the opportunity to play for us. And we didn't turn away, you know, too many kids. I'll be honest with you. We didn't turn away anybody who wanted to give an opportunity to play college football. You know, some of these guys have, you know, may not even started in high school, Larry. And they get a chance to play like that. And it's the first year. And most of those guys are going to stick. And then we're just going to kind of build from there. And we want to get to a roster. Like I said before, we're going to some of these places. They have 100, 150 kids. I mean, I'm amazed how many kids are out there looking for opportunity. Them 150 kids are on team, only, you know, 11, 22 are really playing with some backups. So, you know, I'm looking at some of these schools like, hold up, I think I'll take about, you know, 10 of those linemen that you got just sitting there.
that you're not using.
right. It's the one we play right now. So, so that's what I'm working with there. We're getting a chance to recruit in the areas that we're going. We went to Mississippi recruit. We got a chance to recruit there, go to some high school games, got a chance to recruit in some other areas. And then we have South Florida in the backyard. I've seen you at a couple games. I've been to American Heritage game with IMG. I went to Western, and I think it was Chaminade. My son's at Chaminade, so I'm taking close eye on them. This week I'm going to one of my homies from school, is one of the coaches at Gibbons, a team I'm very familiar with. We're playing at university school, and, you know, just being in the area, and then they play in St. Thomas. I mean, excuse me, is it St. Thomas or American Heritage?
No, they're playing St. Thomas at FAU.
So, you know, that's going to be an outstanding, just kind of go out there and be a part of that, and know some of the coaches and offer some of the kids. And, you know, so I'm looking forward to that as well. So I'm very confident that we really can build this out. I really think we can get close to, you know, 95 kids on our roster next year. I get sent so many applications, and these are people just reaching out to us. This is not even us reaching out to them. And I'm getting lists from coaches, and I'm getting, I mean, all types. So we have to sift through it. At the same time, we have a season to finish out and make sure we keep our guys healthy as possible to be able to do that. And the good thing about it, we have our next 3 out of 4 games will be at home. So we get to kind of settle in a little bit and see if we can put a W together here very soon.
Yeah, no doubt. You come off a game that was maybe a confidence builder against Bluefield State, where you only lost by 2 touchdowns. So, I mean, it's one of those contests that obviously may have, you know, worked on the psyche of these kids a little bit. And you make a good point. I think your off season is going to be the most important part, because now you're going to be able to grow, and you're going to be able to devote 100% of the time to, you know, developing and getting some of these kids, you know, getting the roster bigger. That's awesome. I mean, that's a great game plan. I'm proud of you guys for doing what you've done and giving these kids another avenue to at least get out there and play some ball and get a quality education. Really good school. I think a very underrated academic school, a lot to offer. Yep. I appreciate you taking some time, Coach, and we'll talk to you obviously soon. When you get that first W, we'll get you back on.
Definitely, it's going to be this year, Larry. So we're going to make it.
Hope so.
And you definitely.
All right. Well, I'll see you soon then.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Later. Appreciate the call. Yep. Later.
Good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.